I'll tell you what, if they're going to click over to women's golf when there's still good PGA on, I'm fucking done. I'm going to make the showdown hoedown early if I can't even watch golf. And I know it's probably on ESPN, but I don't give a shit. I want to watch it on my big screen, you motherfather. What's up, new guy? I'm the Degenerate 75. I am a PGA DFS content creator who is here to help you get better at PGA DFS and remind you that it's fun, and if you do it right, it can be sustainable, and every once in a while, you might just hit a fucking monster. Doesn't that sound lovely? What you want to know is this is the Showdown Hoedown, the flagship of my station, where we're going to be talking about PGA Showdown. If you don't know about Showdown, it is the biggest edge out there. Just look at how many dumbasses played people in the afternoon today. What do you? My projections told me to. Okay, and if you're like, well, what the guy who won, which I believe Osimo is going to win the $20,000, he is certainly not a dumbass, and he won it with one guy from the afternoon today. And what I would say to that is you could have literally put anybody from the morning in that spot. He still would have won. He had a nuts lineup, okay, because he played all the guys in the morning that smash. So it only makes my point, you mother father. You see the schedule? I will be doing the live stream next week, Wednesday, 7 p.m. Lord's time zone. But don't forget, I'm going to Vegas tomorrow, the Showdown Hoedown. You see the one right there for Saturday? I will be shooting it from my room in Paris. Yes, I was going to stay at Caesar's Palace, but my host from Caesar said, hey, if you stay at Paris, I can get you a bunch of free play. Do I want a bunch of free play to stay and not give a shit where I stay? I think that's a pretty easy decision, Bob. And you know what? Who the hell stays in their room when they're in Vegas anyways? Give me the free play, you mother father. So we'll be live from Paris room tomorrow shooting Showdown Hoedown, because that's what a tryhard I am, that I shoot even from even when I'm on vacation. That's how I roll, okay? And I think you're going to see tomorrow the production value is going to be real bad. If you think this sucks, tomorrow is going to be a fucking train wreck, brother. So I think that this show that normally comes out Monday is going to have to wait till Tuesday when I get back. So pricing thoughts, course preview, no one watches it till Tuesday anyway. So don't guilt trip me, you motherfathers. Hey, did you know that next week is my channel's 1-year anniversary? Who would have ever thought? I can't believe it's already here. I did it, the round 4 Showdown Hoedown for the Wells Fargo last year. It's coming up. Needless to say, the big guy is going to be doing some celebrating, going to give away tons of stuff for my website members, and I'm going to do some just for all of you that on Twitter and YouTube. So be looking out for the Wells Fargo stuff next week. Like, retweet. I'll tell you all about that shit, okay? But just know, lots of giveaways coming, because remember, I'm not a fucking poor. Okay, moving on. If you're here, if you're one of those people that want some good, who are some good round 3 scores traditionally, or you want to know some underdog pick'ems for tomorrow, well, wait around till the end. I'll give you a couple thoughts, you mother father. Hey, did you know today I'm going to play a round of golf getting ready for my Vegas trip, and there's just a dog running on the interstate. You can actually see that's like right there, Kilpatrick. And there's this pregnant lady. I'm like, why is traffic backed up? Second of all, there's a pregnant lady out there. Why is this lady pregnant out of her car on the side of an interstate? She points to the dog. Oh shit, I love dogs. Get out, go chase this dog down. She was not happy about it, but she's a great girl. And so I have named her, I have taken her in. I'm going to take care of her till I find her home. If you know anybody within like a 6-hour radius of Oklahoma that is looking for a super sweet dog, she is young, super lovey, let me know, because I will drive her to you. I will pay and get out all of her shots and everything taken care of. I'm going to foster her until I can find her a good home. Her name is Camille, named after the daughter that the lady on the side of the interstate is going to be having in the next 3 days. So there you go. That's Camille. She's a very sweet girl. I'll tell you this. You can tell a lot about a person by how they treat animals. I will die on that hill. Okay, let's get to Showdown now. If you don't know, the contest selection's a little bit better tomorrow. They still, you know, I finally just had to reach out to my host and be like, why are you not putting up my $10 18 max, which is kind of like the best structured Showdown thing out there. And I think that they just got like real butthurt about like the contest not filling last week. And they said, never again are we going to ever put a good contest out. But he promised me it'll be back for round 4. So be looking out for that. But as for round 3, you know, it's not great. The big $20, $100,000, I like when it gets to $100,000. I wish they did $20,000 up top as opposed to $25,000. But I don't think it's really a deal breaker, right? It's not great, Bob. But, you know, like I played in it today and it was 25% to first. So, you know, I'll play it. I might throw some in it. Well, I might not, because I'm going to Vegas. The 555 is like, what is that? Is it $20,000 up top? So, yeah, that's like 30% of all the money to first. Probably tell them. The $5, I wish they just bumped this up to $20,000 and it would just be so easy. I just tell you, go play in this bad boy, because it's a pretty good structured tournament. I like this one. You know, it's kind of hard to get excited about only winning $2,000 if you hit the stone cold nuts, though. You know, I wish they bumped the $100 and $200 single entry at least up to $20,000. So you're just going to be playing some small stakes tomorrow. But it is what it is. I think we fill these again tomorrow. I think round four they'll get it back out there, and I think you'll see some huge showdown next week for the Wells Fargo, which, if you don't know, is an elevated event. So, of course, they're going to be having more interest in it, right? And all these showdown contests keep filling, but DraftKings, you know, they just got the fucking interns on the PGA showdown stuff, so they're not going to be like, oh, Phil, man, we should bump it up more. No, they'll be like, what's that mean? What's showdown? That's my impression of a DK intern, by the way. Okay, I'm sure they're really nice people. Let's talk about how the course played today. The cut is definitely going to be minus two. Yes, the round is not over yet. There's still some scrubs out there that you've never heard of. Pareda. That guy's a ball striker. He had like a three wood and dunked it. Crazy. The course, it's definitely going to be minus two. But here's what you really want to take away. We have 2 days of data. This is why I love Showdown, right? Because a week long, what are we doing? We're all projecting a bunch of bullshit that nobody knows, and they want to pretend like they know to get you to buy stupid fucking narratives so that you will listen to them and, you know, give them something. Whereas at Showdown, we actually have data to go off of, and we're not just a bunch of projecting assholes. We actually know stuff and can see things and then can apply it to the next day instead of just pulling shit out of our ass. And this is why Edge exists at Showdown and will always exist at Showdown. And so, 2 days in a row, we have seen monster splits between the morning and the afternoon waves. 2 days in a row. The first day, we had a cool, 1.16 stroke difference. And today, it's been, damn, it got even bigger. It's a 2.3 stroke difference? Jeez Louise. That is a monster wave. Which, by the way, I ended up playing slightly more PMAM, guys, just like I told you I would do on the stream to break all my ties, which is good because this wave right here ended up getting, a 1.25 stroke difference in the 2 days? I mean, if you've been watching it this afternoon, it looks like the U.S. Open out there. It is brutal. So, why does that matter? Well, I don't think you have to be a real genius to figure this out. It's because of the weather, right? And the crazy thing about this is, like, this place has the most consistent weather I have ever seen of any place ever. Maybe this is how all, you know, tropical resort type weather places are. I don't know. You know, the furthest I've ever been is, like, what? Florida. That's as far south as I've ever been. So, I think that there's something going on here that you just got to pay attention to this weather. And if you're not, you literally are just playing at a huge disadvantage, right? If you made your player pool today and it was like, well, I'll just pick some of these guys from the afternoon and some of these guys from the morning, you literally had lost all your money before a single guy had hit a ball today. You knew what we were going to get today just based on what we saw from round one. And so, if you make that mistake again tomorrow, just know you're a true donkey dick and that's why you lose, okay? I'm just trying to help you. That is the most obvious thing you could do is play the guys who are going to be in the best conditions. It doesn't mean they're going to magically score well, but it means if they have their games, they're going to score well. They're going to score much better than a guy who has his A game in worse conditions. It's not rocket science. And look at tomorrow. The first 5 hours of the day are just immaculate. It's going to be 60s and low 70s with not a kiss of wind at all. And the course is going to be softer. We've seen it 2 days in a row. The course firms up in the afternoon. The breezes roll in like clockwork. It's like the ocean's like, hey, it's noon. I need to start shooting winds at the earth. At the land. Maybe that's what I meant. And it's like clockwork. It's crazy. And the gusts tomorrow are going to be sustained into the 20s. I saw so many shots. They were guys sure just in the wind. So you got to be like knowing that. And it's going to dry out. Winds, if you don't know, winds and heat causes courses to dry out. This course got pretty firm, and it ain't easy. Even the par fives are not very easy whenever it's playing like that. Plus, they're like 900 yards long. So if you're not incorporating this one piece of news right here into your decision-making tomorrow, just know you've already lost. Just know you've already lost. Okay, here's have I won 5 GPPs this year and had 37 top 10s, and it's only April? Yes, I have, and every single one of those lineups has one thing in common. They were made right here with the solver. As you can see, I actually have my projections in there. I have my ownership loaded. I do it for all 4 rounds of Showdown, and I do it for week long. If you want that, you simply just go over here. You use my landing page, which I don't have up like a dumbass. I just have my things up twice. Use my landing page. You'll have the little Showdown hoedown symbol that is in the description of this video, and you will be able to have access to all my projections, which is the key, because if you don't know, you can make great player pools, but if you don't have an optimizer to make the best version of those player pools, well, then you're just not going to get there, right? All those, I had plenty of lineups in the top 100 today in the big contest today, right? I did this crazy thing called play guys in the morning. It was a ballsy strategy I came up with, but I decided to go with it, and I had multiple lineups in the top 100. I didn't hit the nuts lineup, but I had a bunch of really, really good ones, and that's all you can do, right? Yeah, I had whatever, 20, 25 shots. It hit the nuts today, won a little bit of money. load up and do it again. All right, that's how it works. And you do that by building good lineups, and this is what the solver does. I encourage you to check it out. Make sure to use my landing page if you want my projections. If you don't, just go fucking use the solver without it, okay? All right, let's talk about what's going on out there, right? The first thing you got to know, round three showdown, new guy. There is no finishing points. So if you think, I got to play Tony Fee now because I need the position points. Well, there are none of those on Saturday showdown. So quit fucking talking like that and quit thinking like that because you're wrong on both accounts, okay? What you really want to know is minus two, okay? Yes, there are still guys playing. You still look. Wait, this needs to get updated, bro. Hey, I know old loser Patrick Rogers is way further than hole 11. What are we doing, Bob? Okay. You're gonna be this way in front of everybody while I'm live on the air? All right. I guess Data Golf's just running behind, okay? Data Golf's just running behind. Deal with it, because I know for a fact that Gary Woodland is on 18 right now as I make this. Let's go try it one more time. They could just be running behind. By the way, you can go look at all this shit. This isn't – the Data Golf does have a pay for site, but just go right here, and you see when you go click on the thing, you just click on live tournament stats. You go look at all this shit yourself, or, you know, come over to my website, and I make the Rosetta Stone, which just makes everything a million times easier. Let's see. Did it update? No, it still has Steven Yeager. So these stats are way off, okay? So we're not even going to really look at stats because, A, the round's not done, and Data Golf is being, I guess they're on that, like, Mexico shot link, which has been janky all week, so maybe they're just not trusting it, okay? First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go down to minus two. If you don't know, they will almost certainly be going off. I can't imagine why they wouldn't do this. They're going to be going off in twos off of number one tomorrow. Everybody will go off number one tomorrow. It's not going to be split tees. They're not going to be going off one and 10. Everybody will go off one. So you don't need to factor in things like, ooh, do I want guys that go off one or guys that go off of 10? You don't need to factor that in. You need to factor in what kind of guys do I want to play tomorrow? And I think the answer has got to be guys who go out early. Why? Well, first of all, they're going to be chasing, right? They're going to be just firing at every flag, trying to shoot a minus six, minus seven, and get back in this tournament. Because if you make the cut at minus two, I mean, like you really have no chance at winning unless you just go nuke the course on Saturday, right? They're already getting paid for making the cut, so give me guys that are firing at flags. Furthermore, is they're going to be out in the better conditions, okay? These guys in the morning, I will tell you right now, just go take any 10 of these guys, and I can tell you that five of them will likely have really good rounds in the morning, okay? And then five of them will just completely implode. This is why I'm always a little hesitant to just play all guys that go off early in the morning, because they also just barely made the cut. So even if they're in better scoring conditions, you do have to factor in, well, they are kind of just playing pretty average this week. That's why they just squeaked in on the cut. So I don't know if you want to just play all these guys that go out early. I don't know if that's the best strategy. But at the same time, to make a lineup that doesn't include at least two or three of these guys, when I promise you, of the first 10 groups that go out, I would bet probably a lot of money that at least three of those guys in those first, what did that be, 20 players will be optimal nuts type plays tomorrow. And if you don't play any of those guys, your lineups will be dead before any of your guys have even teed off. The key is, how do you go differentiate between those guys that are going to go off tomorrow and those guys that are going to pack it in, right? That's the key. But just know that if you find those guys that have their A-plus game tomorrow morning and they're going to be in the ideal conditions, they're going to kill it. So how do you find those guys? I mean, generally speaking, the best thing you can look at, the thing most correlated to success from round to round, is approach. So like Derek Lamley, what the hell is that all about? 3.31 on approach? Who the hell is Derek Lamley? Okay. Gear Bear Woodland, right? Last I saw, he needed to make a birdie on 18 to make the cut. But I mean, just horrific short game, right? He's a guy that could go out there tomorrow and he's going to be low or own because he's so expensive. People are going to play Rahm and Finau tomorrow. That I promise you. And when you play those two guys, it makes it very difficult to then get Woodland in as your second guy, right? It's not super difficult, but it really hampers what you can do with the rest of your lineup. So a guy like him is going to be way lower owned. Patrick Rogers, the loser himself. If he backdoors in there, he could go off. He could go off tomorrow, right? Who is some other ones? I always love to play big names. I think Lee Hodges has been ball striking pretty well through the first 2 days. No one's going to play Maverick McNealy. Everybody thinks he's broken. So if you want to get a guy that no one's going to play because he's too expensive, go play Maverick McNealy. And he'll be going off early and he could go nuts, right? A guy like Augusto Nunez is ball striking the hell out of it. I know he's in all my best lineups and he refuses to ever make a putt, you whore. Those are some guys that I would be considering, right? The next thing is anybody that shit the bed today in the afternoon? Everyone's like, I can't play him. He played bad on Friday. Well, he played bad in U.S. Open conditions, so maybe you should get the fuck over it and have a little forgiveness in your heart, right? Who are some guys? Like, Steven Yeager play in the afternoon? I can't even remember. Pretty sure he was an afternoon guy, right? Yeah, because he played yesterday morning. I played him in all my showdown. And he was incredible today on – let me make sure I got round two up. Was incredible on approach today. He is bounce back god tomorrow, okay? If you're one of those people that just plays like – you know, and I mean, he lost 420. Nice. On putting today. Let's see. Other guys that were just horrific that played the that played really poorly in the afternoon. They could never do good tomorrow because they did bad in the afternoon. By the way, Gary Woodland would be another one of those guys. If he makes the cut, that would be a perfect bounce back candidate, right? My boy Kevin Roy, the goalie. Let's see. Anybody? I'm trying to remember if there was any good players. Taylor Pendrith really spun his wheels in round two. He played terrible, man. I can't play him. He made two birdies in all of Friday. Or he could. I'm just telling you, be watching out for these guys, these bounce back guys. They played a different course than the guys that played in the morning. So to look at all these stats and treat them as equal is a misleading proposition. The guys in the morning stats are going to look godlike compared to the guys in the afternoon because they were playing a different course. Yes, it was the same course, but it wasn't the same course. And if you don't understand that difference, you need to play more PGA Showdown, bruh. Okay, so that's the next thing I'm looking at. The last thing I'm looking at is you just got to have an idea who's going to be the chalkiest pieces tomorrow, right? Finau is going to be super popular. John Rahm is going to be very popular. Will Gordon is going to be very popular. These guys are going to be popular, A, because people like to spend their salary, so almost every lineup is going to begin with Finau or Rahm. Which, by the way, will both be teeing off late. So there is a path to fading those guys and them not getting there. By the way, Las Vegas is calling me right now. I wonder if that's about my room. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, I don't know who that is. Okay, let's see here. Seeing if there's anybody else that really just struggle busted this afternoon that would be a good bounce-back candidate tomorrow. Oh, Hogard, man. I thought he was done. He came back. He said, hold the door. Hold the door. All right, I think that's it. You want more? Well, you know what? Come over to my website, because over there, we are the best and fastest-growing community of all PGA DFS. We win a whole lot. Look at all my winners right there. And I have the best tool in all of PGA DFS, which I fucking forgot to put up because I brought my C-fucking game for this stupid fucking video. And it's called the Rosetta Stone, which has everything you need to know to get you ready for round three and round four showdown. And, of course, week-long. Come check that out. It will change your process. That and the solver is the kiss of success to why I've been killing it at showdown this year. And lastly, me and the editor, just two independent fucks. We have no support. We have no sponsors. We're just two guys just trying to run a little YouTube channel. So if you could like and subscribe, it really helps. Tell a friend, because you know YouTube ain't going to share my shit. Here's those four guys that are really good round three scores, and they are not who you were expecting, Bob. Scott Piercy, Aaron Baddeley, Cameron Champ, and Kevin Roy, the goalie? Kevin Waugh? Okay, there you go. All of them are top 10 round three scores over their past 12 rounds. That's crazy. It is a narrative that I have used to get me on guys that I have no business playing. So those are four guys to consider. And then lastly, who are some pick'ems I like tomorrow at Underdog? I will be checking out guys who go out in the morning. Guys that go in the morning are going to be making birdies. Yes, there will be bogeys on their scorecard. But if I see like some lazy numbers on, you know, a Gary Woodland or something like that, and they're putting like a four on the birdies, I'll be taking the over on it all day long, right? If they have the loser Patrick Rogers on there, I know that guy makes more pars than any humans alive. I will take the over on four birdies on him all day. If they're going to hang something stupid like 5.5 birdies on Finau in the afternoon, we saw this course, it has some teeth in the afternoon. So I probably be playing the unders on that, right? That is how I'm going to be playing it. I'm going to be looking at what time they tee off, and I'm going to be trying to get guys that are going to get almost all of their round in by noon or 1 o'clock, okay? Local time, right? I don't know what their time zone is. It says Central on my phone, but it has not been Central, trust me. Lord's time zone. So I think that's it, guys. Don't forget, I will be coming to you live from Vegas tomorrow as the leader of the tryhards. I have to make a video from Las Vegas. I can't let you tryhards down. And don't forget, my Monday video will be out Tuesday because I ain't making it until I get back, and you can fucking deal with it. I hope you've enjoyed this show. I hope to see you again tomorrow live from Vegas. And when I say live, I'm going to record it and then post it. But that feels live to me. I'll talk to you motherfathers later.